Chapter 6. The store for rent sign still hung in the front window of the old card shop on Main Street, 2 months after the short-term lease had been signed. Main Street, in Lynn's, New York, was no more or less dead than the main streets in many of the forgotten locked towns along the Erie Canal. Forlorn little burgs, whose downtowns were now essentially ghost towns. So nobody took notice of the fact that someone had rented the old card shop. There was hardly anyone around to notice. The front room of the old card shop was still as empty as it was the day the lease had been signed. The display cases were just as dusty and the cobwebs remained untouched. But in one corner of the back room, boxes full of flyers were stacked 3 deep from floor to ceiling. A rectangular red banner was draped across one wall. At the center of the red flag was a white circle, and within the white circle was a black swastika. The Nazi flag was faded, frayed, and battle-scarred. On the opposite wall hung a like-sized American flag, with a white, rounded-edged black swastika at the center. On a third wall was a map of New England and the Mid-Atlantic states. There was a desk, a black office chair, and a card table and some folding chairs. A fleshy man in his 60s, bald with intense gray eyes, sat in the office chair. He stared across his desk at a man 25 years his junior, who was standing at ease, legs spread, hands clasped behind his back. The younger man, dressed in jeans, black work boots, a black turtleneck, and a camo vest, looked straight ahead, eyes unfocused.
"See that behind you, son?"
asked the man behind the desk, pointing at the old Nazi flag. He didn't wait for an answer.
"That flag was rescued from Berlin in April of 1945. A lot of brave Aryan men died defending that flag and what it stood for. We're engaged in a desperate struggle to reclaim, for its righteous owners, the body and soul of our great nation. Do you understand that?"
"Yes, sir."
"Do you understand the concept of winning a battle only to lose the war?"
"Of course I do, sir."
"Then why on earth did you permit to happen what took place last night?"
"I was not directly part of the operation, sir," said the younger man, still looking straight ahead. "But I take full responsibility for the actions of those under my command."
"Under your command?"
The fleshy man pounded his desk.
"Given what occurred last evening, son, I might choose to use another word than command."
"Yes, sir."
"Did they give you an explanation for their actions?"
"They did, sir."
"I'm waiting."
"The group leader said that the woman kneed and scratched him. Then she ran away and nearly escaped capture. He said he wanted to teach her a lesson."
The older man pounded the desk again, this time jumping out of his chair.
"A lesson? He wanted to teach her a lesson? He's not a fucking professor, and the lesson to be taught needs to be taught to him."
"Yes, sir."
"Did you explain to those nimrods that they may have dealt a severe blow to our cause?"
"I did, sir."
The older man seemed not to hear, strolling out from behind his desk to straighten a framed black-and-white photograph of a burning cross surrounded by hundreds of white-hooded men.
"All they were supposed to do was to shake her up, smack her around a little bit, to serve as a warning of things to come. And because she hurt your man's pride, they nearly beat the bitch to death?"
"Nothing like this will happen again, sir."
"You're goddamn right it won't, son."
He reached under his jacket and pulled out a vintage Luger. He walked over to the younger man and pressed the muzzle to his left temple. The younger man didn't flinch.
"You take responsibility for what your men did?"
"I do, sir."
"You ready to die for their mistakes?"
He put his finger on the trigger.
"I am, sir. They were my responsibility."
The older man holstered his pistol.
"When the time comes for sacrifice, you know now who the lamb must be."
Those words made the younger man react in a way not even the threat of being shot in the head could. He winced and stuttered, struggling for the words.
"But, sir, he's...
The older man shouted,
Son, when the time comes, do you know who the lamb must be?
I do, sir.
Good.
Now take two boxes and get the fuck out of my sight.
I expect not to have any future little talks like this one with you again.
Yes, sir.
Now get over there and get those distributed as you've been instructed. The time for the clarion call is almost upon us. Listen for it.
The younger man picked up two boxes and left without looking back.